World Food Day is fast approaching with festivities kicking off around the globe this coming week to promote awareness for this year's theme, climate change. The International Day falls on the 16th of October and is spearheaded by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. FAO is calling on countries to address food and agriculture in their climate action plans and is promoting greater investment in rural development. According to the organization, the world's climate is changing and food and agriculture must too. To elaborate a bit more on the link between food security and climate change is Alexander Maybeck, a senior officer with FAO based in Rome. Mr. Maybeck, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
In your experience, are most governments establishing strong links between food security and climate change, or are they being treated as separate issues?
There is considerable progress these last years in the integration of agriculture and food security concerns in climate change policies. First of all, because all over the world, the impacts of climate change are really felt in the field. And also because of the tremendous progresses of last year at the international level with the adoption of the SDGs, the adoption of the Paris Agreement, which really showed that you cannot eradicate hunger, you cannot have sustainable food security and nutrition on the long term if you do not address climate change, and especially the impacts of climate change on agriculture. And it's also important to underline that the agricultural sectors are the first impacted by climate change.
And at the field level, what are some of the main challenges facing food producers?
Probably the biggest challenge right now is that everything is changing. Rain, which was supposed to arrive at a certain moment, is arriving later. It's shorter or it's harder. And it makes it very difficult for farmers who have a system which has been built for certain meteorological conditions to adapt it to these changing conditions. So that's the first challenge. The second one, which is a bit more forward-looking, is that there is a need to adapt the systems to future conditions while at the same time still producing food today. So these are the two levels of challenges which have to be combined by farmers.
FAO is recommending that countries transform their agricultural practices. How are vulnerable communities, many of them in poor areas within developing countries, meant to achieve that?
The fact is, it is mainly the farmers which will have to do things in the field. They are the main actors. They are the biggest investors in agriculture worldwide. However, they cannot do it without enabling conditions, without having access to knowledge, without having access to investments, to credit, to extension services, being better trained. They will have to adapt in the years to come to changing conditions. And this is extremely knowledge intensive, particularly as all of this new knowledge will have to be adapted to their own conditions. There is also a need to build the appropriate policies in institutions in every country in the world in order to prevent and manage risks which are changing all over the world because of climate change, not only meteorological risks, but also pests and diseases which are going to move.
And how is FAO supporting countries and promoting climate change adaptation and mitigation?
FAO is supporting countries in first providing them knowledge and support to build the data that they need, capacity development, and also supporting them in preparing the appropriate policies and institutions, integrating climate change concerns in their national policies, programs, and plans, following the request of the countries in order to address their own needs.
Mr. Maybeck, thank you so much.
Thank you.